spells or things that you use?
Yes, this friend of my husband's opened a service station and he couldn't get any of the colored trade, you know. Mm-hmm. So he went to this voodoo queen up in Clinton. Mm-hmm. And she came down and sprinkled some stuff all over, mm-hmm. and lit a candle in the window. And after that, he just had all the colored trade he could stand up to. But this is something that they recognize, you know. That uh-huh. That's what they're supposed to do when they see that.
The other color we mm-hmm. saw, the powder?
The candle and also uh-huh. the powder. And they started trading with him.
What powder was it?
I have no idea. Huh. No idea. It's called gris-gris.
Gris-gris?
Mm-hmm.
That means hoodoo?
Means I don't know what. I don't have any idea about it. That's what they call it. She would be a fantastic person to talk to, the stories that my husband has told about her. And I would just love to go up there and see her or talk with her, because she has, oh, he says she has a potion for everything under the sun. So.
Are they the same as those palm reading?
No, this is a completely different type of thing. This is more or less a religion mm-hmm. in itself.
I guess she charges money.
I'm sure she does. She must be about 80 years old now. But I've got to get him to take me up there, though, before she dies, because the stories he's told me are just out of this world. You can't believe them, you know.
What are some of the things he's telling you about?
Oh, he used to be a parole officer, and this is how mm-hmm. he ran into her. She had performed a few illegal abortions, mm-hmm. and he had her on parole. So this is how he happened to know her. But she used to tell him all the different stories. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember them all, but just the things that she could get done just by a little mm-hmm. superstition was fantastic.
Like
I would too, and we've been married 4 years, and well, it'll be 4 years next month, and I've been begging him to take me up there ever since we've been married. But she's supposed to mix up love potions and. Mm-hmm. death potions and all sorts of things, prosperity and all different things.
Are there people like that? How much do you believe that has a hold around here, the people? Do the young people put much stuff?
No, I'll tell you, it's more or less cultures, the French people.
They go for the
still
Buddhist.
Believe a lot of the older ones do. I have a friend that lives up toward Clinton, and she swears that the house they bought has a happy ghost in it. I think she's a little nuts, you know, but I mean, it makes her happy. And the colored people believe in it, mm-hmm. but it's not as much so, I guess, as it was in years gone by. Mm-hmm.
Say if you had someone might say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather stay home.
Okay. And you might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's not really cold, but it's getting
cool.
Okay. Any